are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. So it has been a lot of fashion this week, but who doesn't love fashion and lifestyle? We do have an upcoming fashion show this April, so we are promoting a lot of this, and we have a lot of amazing up-and-coming talent that we will be showcasing, so we're so excited for that. Regarding our show, we also have Vo Stewart Baxter, who is coming on today, originally from Mexico, now relocated to Boston and is designing clothes here, which is amazing, and showcasing in a lot of up-and-coming fashion shows, and we are one of them. So stay tuned, and we're going to bring on Vo shortly, and she's going to talk all about her inspirations, how she got to where she is, some fun stuff you would never know about her, and well, of course, we'll play that with Game Time. So stay tuned, and we'll be with her in a few moments. All right, everybody, I officially have Vo on the line. Hi, Vo, how are you today? I know, right? So happy it's Friday. Oh my God. But by the time everyone listens to this, though, it will be Saturday. But it is the weekend, so we're so excited. So tell our audience, I mean, obviously before you came on, I did a little bit of an introduction to talk about how your background's from Mexico and you started designing clothes there. So tell us a little bit about how you became a fashion designer.
So I started with it was basically a need to be a fashion designer because I never felt like my taste on clothing was fitted in my town in Mexico. So I basically started sewing at 15 when my parents gave me my first sewing machine. And it was a need just to not be like everyone else. And not in a bad way. It's just that finding clothes in Mexico when I was growing up that actually expressed how I feel, it was really hard. And so that's why I started doing it, being interested into sewing. And then because I was doing sewing, I got really into what is the art behind fashion. That's how I started falling in love. And I decided I wanted to do this for the rest of my life because it's something that I actually love, enjoy doing that, makes me happy, distracts me. And I love more than what everyone sees about fashion, I love the history of fashion. That is something that actually inspires me so much to do it. So there were a lot of little things that made me decide for doing this the rest of my life. Art, the need to express myself, help other people to express themselves by clothing line. It excites me so much.
And yeah. I mean, you could tell. For the people who don't know you, your line is so different. Like, every collection is so different, and it's awesome. Like, really, really good stuff. So what inspires, so right now, for people who haven't seen your line yet, it's all about fire and, like, it's really, really out-of-the-box type of stuff. So how did this line come about?
Okay, so first, the name of this line, this collection that I made on November, I started making on November. I still haven't finished it because I still have plenty of ideas. So I'm going to show a lot of them in the upcoming show on April with you guys. I'm going to show the rest of it. So the name of the collection is Look Mom, I'm Pretty. And that collection actually reflects the need of a girl that she grew up and having an idea of what it's pretty for her, which is me. And for me, always like punk rock, glam rock, fashion, and was always something really inspiring me. Club kicks always since I was really young. So I always grew up with that sense. For me, that's beauty. How people dress up and put their makeup, how they feel that day, that's beauty. So the fire is like this girl that has this like big soul trying to beat herself hard and in a world where not a lot of people, you know, is used to dress up like that or be herself. So it was like a story of Look Mama, like a story of this little girl who grew up looking to things that usually people think they're ugly or different or weird. For me, that's like beauty. And imperfection is the most beautiful thing in humanity.
So, it's so true. And everybody has imperfections. So why not, make them shine, right? I love that.
Yeah, make it beautiful. So I got this fabric, a fire fabric that I found. I found it like in a thrift store. It's vintage and everything. So it was just from 4 yards, I make a whole collection that inspired me to make the fire. It's like the fire within as a woman, as a girl. The blue and red makeup that I've been using for the models, it means something to do. It's like looking for the background of the or the most Mexican dancers. They used to do that blue eyeshadow and red lipstick that some people think is like looks like a hooker or lady of the night or something. But for me, it's beautiful. Like, I love the combination of the blue and the red, and that's something that I always grew up for me, like beauty. Not like a sort of, like a subtle, like, glittery makeup, that's beautiful, but for me the blue and the red is beautiful, and the fishnets is beautiful. It's not even trying to make the girl or the woman that wears my stuff making feel like empower her, that they're like, they know, they really know what they want. They really feel like, and like showing themselves emotionally in the exterior with fashion. So it's the story of a little girl who thinks that beauty's everywhere, and but that's why I tried to make like this rough colors, like black, red, orange, yellow, and fire print, as girly as I could do it.
I love and that.
Like sexy stuff, and I think that as a woman, we should be more open about our sexuality, and clothing, it helps us to feel it, to show it, whatever we decide to do it. And I think that's the background behind this collection. And it's all empowering as a woman, as you grow up as a woman, and to empower and be proud of what you like and make it more, how can you say, digested for the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it means, is being proud of yourself as a woman.
I love that. That was really powerful. I love that, Vo. Thank you for sharing. So what was the first, I mean, obviously you've been doing fashion now since you were little, like what was the first thing you ever made?
Yeah, I have a few pieces, but I think the most known that I start selling and that people keep asking for it in Mexico is this like little stretch skirt with a bow in the back. And that's the first piece I actually designed it, if you want to say, but I make a sketch of it, and I was like, I'm going to make skirts to like sell them and have a little bit of money from it. But that's like the first thing I actually designed. Like, I actually sit down and do it, and I was like 17 and I started selling to people at my school. And
that's so cool. So you said it's a skirt with a bow in the back?
Yeah, actually I'm gonna make a version though for this collection of it, because I just want to show you. It's really simple. It's like a really simple skirt, but for me it's like the meaning of it. It's like the ball is, you're like super feminine, but it's in the back so you can show your booties and be part of your booty or non-booty, and you can look with a booty if you have a ball in the back. And that was about me.
No, that's so cute. I love it. And then how long does it take for you to do a collection?
To be honest, as a designer, and I consider myself an artist too. I love to paint and everything and craft, but it just never ends. I have collections that I started when I was younger, and I don't think I haven't finished them.
No way.
Yeah, like, you can sew at a collection, like, in 2 months, in a week. Depends on how much time you want to put on it, but a whole collection from my point of view is like, I can't stop until I get tired of it. And so it could take from like a week of making to 6 months of like keep evolving a design and making it perfectionate, or from making like painted t-shirts to making an actual like nightgown, like well done. So it depends basically on how I
No,
feel.
Right. I mean, you could just figure out pieces to make the collection more complete, right? I mean, I guess that is a good point. It's an endless project.
Yeah, because as you see your collection, like, and pictures, and then I'm like, oh, I should make a dress like this after this and add more red. So my collection starts, like, the fire print and the fire patches to leather, to red leather, to all red leather and latex. So that's that's like, this is like the whole story. A collection is a whole story.
It is. It's so, that's a good point. So I have to ask this question in comparison of like the fashion in Mexico to here, like what is the difference? Is there any difference or?
So in Mexico, the fashion is awesome. There's awesome fashion designers and fashion companies in Mexico. What's the difference in there that when you start in there, in Mexico, most of people, not everyone, because I must say there's Mexican designers that they do everything from gowns to like, from gowns to make nightgowns to like t-shirts to like a lot of stuff. So the difference in there is that I didn't want to start making nightgowns. I always want to start making my own stuff, and my own stuff, it could be a t-shirt or like a whole gown. But in Mexico, if you start like making gowns, you might be still making gowns for the rest of your life. Like that. It's beautiful, and you win good money, but to be honest, it was not for me.
Right, so there's not much variety is what you're saying. Here you can be more creative, is that what you're saying?
No. In Mexico, there's a lot of variety.
Mm-hmm.
The difference with the United States is how welcome here. People is excited to see everything different, new, and they accept you. Like, there's people who only tell painted t-shirts or like ripped pants with stuff, but people appreciate the art or your like the work behind it. And in Mexico they do it, but in Mexico it's more of how much is it than how cool it is.
I get that.
So in here you can find people who like what I like, and it's more easy. There's more variety because there's people from all over the world, United States, and with all different like backgrounds, so it's more open, you know. That's what is awesome from United States.
No, that's fascinating. I was curious because, I mean, every country has its own background of fashion, right? Their own history, and I was curious what Mexico's was about. So that's fascinating.
Oh, Mexican fashion is awesome. My favorite Mexican fashion designer is Man Candy. That he makes really like eclectic clothing line, really expressive clothing line for being in like Mexico City. He's really famous. He's been in Vogue Italia. Also Gianfranco Reni. He's Mexican. He has been working with Lana Del Rey. Mexico is getting somewhere, but I decided to come here because I couldn't wait to do my own stuff from the start, and I'm really grateful for it, to be honest. That my line and myself has a really good response lately, and the fashion industry in Boston, and that makes me feel really welcome.
That's so great.
So yeah.
No, I love that. That's so inspiring. Like, thank you for sharing all of that. So where do you go to sketch your drawings? Like, do you do it from home? Like, what do you?
I'm an old school. I can have a napkin, and if I feel like drawing a sketch, I'll do it in a napkin.
I love it.
It is. If you go to my studio, you can see like I have like paper all over because I just have an idea and I draw it, and then I devolve it after that. I can make really, I'm like hand drawing. I love using watercolor to put the color on the side on my sketches, or just like a black pen and like watercolor. Sometimes I use like acrylic on it or fabric. I love doing collages with fabric too on my sketches. If I'm doing something really specific. It doesn't matter.
That's so awesome. No, but you also don't want to forget your idea, right? So if the napkin's in front of you or a piece of like scrap paper, you're just going to utilize it, right?
Yes. It's the moment. It's just the moment. Oh, I see something that like I can see a girl in the train with certain outfit, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I want to just remember maybe the jacket, and after I see that jacket, I can develop another jacket of my style. So that's the awesome thing of fashion. Everybody says everything has been done. Yeah, everything has been done, but that's the thing. The difference is on detail and textures and shapes That's why I don't like to forget when I. That's why I sketch anywhere, because I don't want to forget.
Right.
That second of. Of the day.
No, I love that. That's so awesome. Love it. So you could be like out to dinner and be like, oh, no big deal. I'm just sketching. Like, no big deal.
Oh my God. You know what? I love going out to gay clubs and because Boston actually has really awesome drag queens and club kids that they like dress up awesome. And they have really cool ideas, and that's a big inspire me. Because sometimes I'm in the club and I'm like, oh, I need to draw in the phone or something. So,
that's awesome. Even in a club, that is like really impressive, though.
Yeah, well, life is inspiring in it. It's just like being grateful for it.
No, it's true. I love that. That's awesome. Good stuff. So how do people buy your clothes, by the way? So can they do that through Facebook, Instagram? How are people buying your clothes right now?
Oh, yeah. So you can follow me, my Instagram account for my fashion design, for my designs and my fashion line is BoaStuartBaxter89. And you can ask me for direct message for the pieces you want, because actually the pieces I have for this collection, they're like fabrics that you can. It will be really rare for people to find somebody else, so they are unique pieces. Some of them I can remake them. But right now I'm just working with direct message on Instagram or on Facebook. You can also find me by my name, BoaStuartBaxter. And you can message me, and if you're interested in a custom like dress or you want something specific, you're very welcome to direct message me. Right now I'm working on my Etsy shop and my Depop shop right now. In my
web page
online. So
that's awesome. Right. No, but that's good, because for our listeners, like, we have listeners from all over. So it's good that you said like Instagram. I mean, it's social media. The world of social media today is just amazing. So it's great.
Oh, it is amazing. It's such a helpful, because I mean, if I open my market to it, it means that I have a lot of stuff right now to offer. And I just have this stuff that I've been doing. I haven't been sitting down and making, like, I'm going to make 30 t-shirts or 30 this. They're coming, by the way, but not yet.
Right. Hey, that's okay. They'll just have to follow you, right? And that's how they'll get updated.
Yeah.
So I want to play a little bit of game time, and then at the end we'll tell everyone again your channels for how they can follow you. But I would like people to get to know you, even though you have a really cool job, you know, that you're passionate about, what you like to do when you're not sketching. So let's start with, there's no limit to how you answer them. This is just fun so people can get to know you. So first question, if you were stranded on a desert island, what would be one item that you would have to bring with you and why?
If I have to go where, sorry.
If you were stranded on an island.
Oh.
By yourself on an island. Well, if you had somebody with you, some people like to think that, you know, their family members are there, whatever you want. But if you could only bring one item with you, what would it be and why?
Red lipstick.
Really? Why?
Oh, I could be naked, but never with a red lipstick. Like, I need my red lipstick.
I love it. That's amazing. That is one of the best ones I've heard thus far. That is awesome. I love it. You'll stand out everywhere. That's for sure. That's awesome, Bo. I love that. That is one of my favorite ones I've heard so far. That's great. So this might tie into the next question. So what is something that you have to do in your daily routine?
Something that I haven't. I have to do in my daily routine. This kind of sounds so weird. I do actually every day as soon as I get home. It doesn't matter if I have to do something else. If I do, the first thing I do is put my pajama on.
You put what on?
My pajama.
Your pajamas? That's not weird. You're like relaxing for the day. I love it. You're like, I can finally have my me time, right?
Yeah. It's like, people is like, oh, I just every day. No, it doesn't matter if I'm going to go out an hour after. The first thing I need to do when I get home is put my pajama on. And then I get ready to go out. I'll get ready to go grocery shopping or something.
But you just want vo time for like the hour, half hour that you have as soon as you come home, right?
Yes.
Right.
Usually my days are like busy, so I try to be comfy at least for 20 minutes and then go out again.
I love that. I think there's no, that's not weird at all. I think that's self-care and I'm all about that. That's awesome. Good answer. So what are some of your guilty pleasures? Like, what do you like to watch on TV?
Are you kidding me? Really? This is so I love to watch serial killers, the documentaries.
What'd you say?
I love to watch, like, documentaries about...
Oh,
like,
commentaries, yeah.
Yeah.
No, do you have any that you enjoy the most? Like, what are some of them you watch?
I love to... It's like a Bible, and it's like a Bible for me, Sex and the City.
Oh, my God, I'm right there with you. Repeating all the old episodes?
I've watched it, like, 300 times in my life, but I keep watching it when I feel like... Like upset with life or something. That's my guilty pleasure. And I swear to God, I just have Amazon because I can watch it for free there all the seasons.
Love it. Absolutely love it. That's what I'm saying. Just keep watching it on replay. I'm all about that. That's amazing.
Yes. Yes. Go with the fashion, the stories. And I think as you grow up as a woman, you actually understand them more, you know?
It's true.
I don't feel lonely.
No, it's a really good point. As you get older, they go through different things that you can relate to as you get older.
Yes.
No, that's awesome.
You need a little bit of guide.
Yeah. That's awesome. No, these are great answers so far. So, next question, let me think. Oh, if you could spend a day with anybody in the fashion entertainment world, who would it be and why?
Amy Winehouse.
It could be really? So what about her that you admire?
I admire her, like, as a woman, as, like, she was so real.
She was
really good to herself and to her feelings, and that's why she was famous, because she wrote her feelings. She showed the world who she was, and I love her music. She's my muse. I love how she transformed herself as a fashion icon. Chanel make a line from her. Jean Paul Gaultier make a line of her. Like, Vogue magazines all over the world have, like, making photo shoots inspired of her, which is because she was herself.
Mm-hmm.
There's not all the things that people can say. She dressed herself. She styled herself always. And overall, she was an amazing singer. And she's someone that I will definitely, like, spend a day if I could bring her to life. Again, like, definitely, I wouldn't even talk about it. I love her with all my heart.
No, that's awesome. I didn't even think about that. I never knew that she dressed herself, too. Because, you know, when you're in that world, you have stylists, you have whatever you need.
No, she was so into her music and to making music. And this, like, her image, she was all herself. Like, she never had, like, an actual stylist. She had, like, hairstylist who helped her do everything, but she decided her black eyeliner, her thick, her tied dresses with flowers, and her heart with her man's name. And there's so many stuff about her that is inspiring. People only see the shady stuff about her, but she was a naturally awesome human and woman and, like, icon and...
No, I love that. You're putting, like, a whole, like, putting light to her, which I love, because I feel like I agree with you. The media put such a negative light towards her towards the end. So I like that you...
Yeah, that's what happened to all of us if you put it in one point. And, like, I still hear her every day, and it reminds me how, like, you need to be true to yourself. And it's not only because you want to be famous, because... If you want to live from something the rest of your life, you really, really, really need to love it. And she really loved music. She really loved expressing herself through it. So that's something I admire, because I feel the same way. I really, really want to be, I don't want to work anymore. So I want to do fashion, because like my grandfather said, if you do what you love for the rest of your life, you will never have to work. And I will always have that remembered. That's why I liked it so much. And admire her.
No, these were great answers. Bravo. Good job. So, Vo, we are so excited to have you April 5th at our show. It's going to be so awesome. And I wanted to, what'd you say?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So all the Bostonians and New Englanders that are listening, definitely check us out on Eventbrite because we are selling fast as we are getting closer to sell out. We are like 2.5 weeks out now, which is really great. So I wanted to thank you so much for coming on today and tell everyone again how they can follow you on social media and reach out to you.
So you can come on and give a follow on Instagram, either my personal one, that is Bo Stuart Baxter, and my clothing line is up on Bo Stuart Baxter 89. You can also follow me on Facebook by my name again, Bo Stuart Baxter. And any concerns, doubts, or anything you need, guys, I'm up there to make it happen for anyone.
Like, yes, you are.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, no, definitely. And we're so excited to showcase, you know, your work at the show and all over your Instagram. There's some amazing pieces, so everybody definitely needs to check that out.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you so much for this big chance.
Of course.
Really grateful.
No, this was so much fun. So everybody get social with Vo Stuart Baxter on all her channels. And when she's live on her website, I'm sure she'll be sharing that on her channels as well. So you can definitely tune in there. And I want to thank everybody again for tuning in to Next On Scene's podcast. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.